Polarities. Deep into the winter months, I wrestle with old voices of regret and guilt, and wander beneath bare cottonwoods, indifferent to my moods. I travel the familiar path by the ditch that morphs between solid and liquid, according to the whim of sun and wind. An adolescent blue heron, perhaps indecisive about leaving before it got too cold, like many of us, stuck in that in-between world of ambivalence. He froze standing in the ice. So I am too late again. And yet, spring still arrives.